Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Maypeluso. This is a special bonus episode in celebration of International Women's Day. That's right. Today is International Women's Day, and I'm celebrating it with this special episode in your ear on a Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about my mom, Nancy Peluso, aka No Pants Nance. And we're also going to talk a little bit about some really cool inventions that women created. That's right. Women have created more than just muffins in the kitchen. And I also want to thank you guys ahead of time for your listenership, your support. If you want to support the podcast and become a part of the Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/JessieMayPeluso. Don't forget to come see me live. I'm going to be in Florida at the end of the month. I'm opening a comedy club there. I'm not personally opening it, but I am performing there. Panama City Beach, Florida. I believe that's what it is. I probably screwed it up. JessieMay.com/tour for tickets. I'm going to be in Florida, Chicago. I will be in Omaha, Syracuse, New York, Rochester, New York, and a few other cities. JessieMay.com/tour to come check out the shows live. So without further ado, here's this week's bonus episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't forget to rate the podcast 5 stars.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse May Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh.
Talk about my dog sometimes.
Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
And we're here. What's going on, everybody? This is Jesse May Peluso. Happy International Women's Day. That's right.
Celebrating something that's not quite a holiday, but it's an important day to chat about the ladies.
Usually women are the ones being chatty. We're going to talk about the ladies today. It's a little bonus episode for your ear. A little sharp tongue bonus episode. You know, because I am upstate. I am cleaning out my mother's house. And that has been a daunting task in of itself. Very daunting, selling a home and going through all those memories. And when I was thinking about doing this episode, you know, I was thinking I should talk about my mom a little bit. Because my mom was so epic. And I'm so lucky that I'm able to say that. Not many people, not everyone can say that, they had a great mom. I mean, was she perfect? No, absolutely not. No way she was perfect. Quite the opposite. Quite the freaking opposite. She definitely had her own shortcomings, but she raised us with respect, raised us with an understanding of the importance of being generous and kind. And those are invaluable as an adult, because as an adult dealing with other adults who aren't generous or kind, you just want to go back in time and smack their parents. Not that it's all the parents' fault, but come on. We can trace it back. We can certainly trace it back. Well, day drinking stepdad didn't affect you at all. Come on. That's why sometimes we just have to really appreciate the ladies in our lives. The ones that are doing the damn thing. The ones that are working hard, 2-3 jobs and trying to create the best life for their child. And my mom was one of them. You know, she had a few jobs. She was a hustler. So was my dad. They both worked really hard. They had to. My sister and I were like, oh my God, our parents are entrepreneurs. No, they needed 3 jobs just to be able to pay the bills. But I wanted to make an episode about women inventions and important inventions created by women. And that's what this episode is about. But then I thought about my own mom and the fact that she used to just make things. She was so creative. Her whole family is very, very creative. And she had this business called Puffin Stuff. I say business, you know, it wasn't anything like you see on Shark Tank. It was more like a koi pond. Not even. It was a fish tank in the kitchen. One of those bowls you get from a state fair. That was my mom's. But she sold stuff and she created things and had her own little side hustle going, and it was called Puffin' Stuff by Nancy Peluso. Well, at one point it was Finley, you know, once, twice, thrice married. you got to change your name up a few times. Keep it fun. Keep it interesting. Once she was Nancy Finley, she was Nancy Peluso, went back to Nancy Finley. Come on. Let's take this name for a ride around the block. See what other names we can pick up. But she was very creative. She used to make these little puffy letters. That's why it was called Puff and Stuff, because she literally would puff up a letter and stuff it with this stuffing that for sure caused mesothelioma or other horrible lung cancers. Definitely the cause of leukemia for a few people. I don't even know what the stuffing was. For sure nothing. For sure extremely flammable. You know, which is surprising because this was the 80s. All the parents smoked cigarettes. How my mom's Puff and Stuff creations didn't burn down a bunch of houses in the 80s, I don't know how he escaped that lawsuit. Grateful, but just curious as to how he escaped it. But she would make these letters that would say names or Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays if you're one of those people. Different sayings, welcome, happy birthday. Nothing groundbreaking, but she always had her hands on something. It's a good thing she did that because it probably would be around her kid's neck if not. Maybe that's why women pick up so many arts and crafts and so many hobbies, to not strangle their own children. Because kids can be so annoying. So maybe that's why my mom spent so much time in her sewing corner to avoid strangling my sister and I. But she made so many cool things, and she made clothes for us. She was always about reusing. She was the most frugal woman I've ever met and have ever known besides myself. It's one of the qualities that I have definitely adopted from my mother. Frugality. I love it. It's like my drug, being frugal. It's like a pastime for me. It's basically like my gambling. Going to Marshall's is my off-track bet. That's the same thing. Guys go to off-track bettings, OTBs, to place bets on horse because they can't get to the track. Well, I can't get to the designer shop, so I'm going to go to the off-track designer shop, Marshall's, and get myself a deal. That's right, baby. I'm going to get myself a steal of a deal. You better believe I went in there today with my sister in honor of my mother. But today is the first day where we have started to get offers on the house that we grew up in, which is a really weird thing. And there will be a whole episode about it, a whole grief survival guide episode on selling a childhood home and the emotions that go with that, the to-dos, the do's and the don'ts, because there's a lot of to-dos you're not going to consider. And let me make all the mistakes to let you know what those are. And there's things you should do and things you shouldn't do. And that will be another episode. But my sister and I needed a little task or event to keep our mind off of the fact that we had to sell our childhood home today. So did we get a day drink? Yeah, we got a day drink. We went to Brian's Landing. Shout out to Brian's Landing out here in Jamesville, New York. Shout out to Jacqueline, the amazing manager there. We always stop by when I'm in town, get a little day tequila. You better believe it. It's the spirit of the gods. 100% agave. Yeah, I'm a bougie bitch. I don't have time for any of that fake shit. I shop at Marshall's. How dare you? Have some respect. I'm going for the bougie shit all day. Top shelf mezcal, please, with some cranberry juice, because I want to keep my cuckoo cute. So we did that in honor. In honor of No Pants Nance. If you know, you know. If you don't know, I'll tell you. My mom, one night, in the middle of the night, went to go to the bathroom, and my friend Marty was staying in the guest room, and he had gotten up in the night, or his door was open, I can't remember, and Nancy went right by the door, no pants on. And Marty said, last night I saw your mom in no pants. And I was like, that's No Pants Nance. It's our night ghost. Now she is a ghost. She wasn't a ghost when this happened. She actually was alive. Marty didn't see the ghost of my naked mother. He saw my naked mother in flesh and bone. And he said it wasn't that bad. He said it was actually pretty impressive. So there's a little insider information for what the No Pants Nance slang really stands for. It happened. It's a real thing. And I don't know why I got onto that subject, but yeah, so my mom was always very frugal. That's one of the things I've picked up from her. And so, yeah, so my sister and I, that's what I was talking about. My sister and I went to Marshall's in honor and in memoriam, if you will, of all the memories we had in that house. The other thing that was amazing about my mom I don't know if anyone else's parents out there do this, their mom, their dad, or both. My mom always made the holidays amazing. Like, you don't understand. So magical. It didn't even matter if it was President's Day. It didn't matter if it was Grandparents' Day. This bitch decorated for every damn day. She made every holiday feel so magical. And that's a sign of a mom who really likes being a mom. You know, she mommed hard. And every Christmas felt so magical. I think it's one of the reasons why as an adult, I still love all the holidays. I miss all the decor. I miss the magic my mom would create from just her decorations. A lot of decorations that she would make. These are, you know, some things that she would hand paint. It's a lot of hand painting that happened in the 80s. You know, maybe that's why they were a little bit better off. They were just more hands-on. My mom was hand painting, doing ceramics. There was a lot of ceramic classes, a lot of knitting. Again, probably to keep her hands off of our necks because we drove her nuts for sure. I know that's a fact because I have her journal and I've read the entries, and I like a word with the management. I would like a word with the management. That's what I should have done. I should have brought my mom's diary and read it. Ah, that's kind of wrong. Now that I'm saying that out loud, I'm glad I didn't. Sometimes a woman's thoughts should stay a woman's thoughts, even if it's posthumous. We can't go digging around for those sort of things. But she just was so magical. She had a way of making mundane things really special, and that was such a gift. She also taught me how to treat people. My mother was a union representative in Syracuse, New York for the Syracuse Teaching Association. And she also was a teaching assistant. And she spoke to every single person with such respect and really made people feel, and the people who were in her presence felt listened to. She was a great listener. And that's something I need to adopt more of, was her ability to listen. Because that's a superpower. If you can really listen to somebody, you can do whatever you need to do. You'll have all the information you need to rob them blind. No, I'm just kidding. To be a presence in their life. To be somebody who people respect. And that's the thing. People really respected my mother because she was so respectful in her own right and listened to people and made people feel heard. And that's so powerful for a lot of people because so many people just want to be heard. And most of us want to be heard. I have a podcast. Of course I want to be heard. Not many of us are good listeners. And it was such a powerful lesson as a child to watch her speak and watch her listen. She was a professional conversationalist and did it out of pure joy, did it out of the passion for connecting with people and making people feel protected and represented. So well, I don't know if you can hear children screaming in the background, but hey, that's my niece and it is International Women's Day. So we'll keep that screaming. I don't know if you can or not. Oh, now there's crying. Well, speaking of crying, you know, I wasn't sure if there were going to be interesting inventions. I wasn't sure what women had invented. I was excited to learn on my own about the different inventions that women have created throughout history. And some of them, I'm just freaking surprised about. Some of them make sense, but others I'm like, well, okay, excuse me, space station batteries. Yeah, a woman created space station batteries. Okay, behind every great man is a female inventor. So I did want to talk a little bit about female inventors today for International Women's Day and spark a little conversation about what women are making in the kitchen. Apparently, it's not just muffins. We've made a lot of interesting things. There's a couple lists that I found, a couple articles that I read. First and foremost, we've got, let's see, let's go with number one here. Grace Hopper, computer software. You know, what would we do without Grace? She was in the U.S. Navy during Second World War, and she was a rear admiral. I can't even say that word. And it wasn't long before she was the forefront of a computer programming in the 1950s. She was behind the compiler, which could translate instructions into code that computers can read, making programming quicker and ultimately revolutionizing how computers work. She also popularized the term debugging that we still use on computers today after a moth was removed from her machine. She called it debugging because there was a literal bug in the freaking machine. I love it. Amazing Grace, she was known as, and she continued working on computers until she was retired from the Navy and was its oldest serving officer at that time, 79 years old. Women are amazing. This one, I wasn't surprised, but still really cool. There was this theoretical physicist, Dr. Shirley Jackson. She was the first black female to receive a PhD from MIT in 1973. Well, she invented caller ID and call waiting. That I'm not surprised about because women love to chat. We love to chit chat. And we're like, how can we talk to more people at once? Well, and how can we avoid talking to the people that we don't want to talk to? Well, enter Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson. She had a breakthrough in telecommunications, and those breakthroughs have enabled others to invent portable fax, fiber optic cables, solar cells. So basically her invention created a whole other bunch of inventions. But thank you, Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson. She's an American theoretical physicist and is responsible for caller ID and call waiting. We appreciate you because then we didn't have to answer the phone call from the bitch girl who was our friend and then turned out to not be our friend. You guys didn't know what that was like growing up in the 90s. Caller ID was vital. Okay. We had answering machines and caller ID. If we didn't want to talk to you, you're going straight to the answering machine, but not before you guys listen to my message that I've custom recorded. I used to love recording those messages on the answering machine. I used to freaking love it. Olga D. Gonzalez Sanabria, space station batteries. I mean, come through. I can barely remember to buy batteries when mine go dead. It's not the catchiest name on the list, but the long cycle life nickel hydrogen battery has helped power the International Space Station, so it's pretty important. Olga D. Gonzalez Sanabria, who was originally from Puerto Rico, developed technology which helped create these batteries in the 1980s, and now she's a director of engineering at NASA's Glenn Research Center. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And here I am just doing a freaking podcast. It's so inspiring. Now here's an invention. Yeah, of course we invented it. If we didn't, I'd be very upset. The dishwasher by Josephine Cochran. Thank you so much. She was a frequent entertainer. She wanted a machine that would wash her dishes faster than her servants and be less likely to break them. Well, now it sounds like we've got an issue, but hey, when in doubt, create something to help you out. Her machine, which involved a motor turning wheel inside of a copper boiler, was the first automatic dishwasher to use water pressure. Wow. Cochran's alcoholic husband left her with masses of debt after his death, and it motivated her to patent her invention in 1886 and open her own production factory. See, I'm a firm believer that not that nothing negative happens. Obviously, having an abusive alcoholic husband's horrible, but Josephine Cochran had the right amount of horrible happened to her, and she had the right chemistry and the right motivation and willpower to create something magnificent from a horrific situation and something that actually helped society. So it's not that these things should or shouldn't happen. I just believe that when wild, horrible, and sinister and traumatic things happen, that there's sometimes is a silver lining that sends a ripple effect through society. In the form of a dishwasher, yes. It may sound trivial, but it's not. And it's pretty freaking cool. Let's see what else we have here. Ann Tsukamoto created stem cell isolation. Hello, her patent was awarded in 1991, and since then, Tsukamoto's work has led to great advancements in understanding the blood systems of cancer patients, which could lead to a cure for the disease. She's currently conducting further research into stem cell growth and is the co-patentee on more than 7 other inventions. Some people are just meant to stay in a lab and create things and help society. You know, my little podcast brings you joy. Here's this woman messing around with stem cells. I had to ask my sister to help me add $120 to our day drinking tab today. It's a good thing I have a microphone in my hand is all I'm saying. Here's more my speed. Monopoly, created by Elizabeth McGee. Maggie. A man named Charles Darrow is often credited with creating the most popular board game in history, but the rules were in fact invented by Elizabeth. She wanted to demonstrate the problems with capitalism with an inventive game in which players traded fake money and property, which basically is what's going on in the world today. She patented the design in 1904, and it was called the Landlord's Game. I played that game for 10 years in New York City. The game Monopoly we know today was published in 1935 by the Parker brothers, who discovered that Darrow was not the sole creator and had, for just $500, bought Maggie's patent and, well, monopolized the game. So there you go. Just a man stepping in on a woman's dreams. Happens even in board games, in the real world and board games. Here's another one, more my speed. The Ice Cream Maker by Nancy Johnson. Thank you, Nancy. In 1843, No Pants Nancy Johnson from Philadelphia became one of the most important people in history by patenting a design for a hand-operated ice cream maker, which is still in use today. We don't know what more to say other than thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Nancy, because ice cream is one of my favorite things. It's not my body's favorite thing. What a wonderful thing to not need to leave your house to experience the icy, cool sweetness of gluttony on a cone or in a bowl. Sometimes, you know what I do to guys? Here's my ice cream tip for you. I find like a dark chocolate ice cream. I add a scoop of peanut butter and drizzle extra virgin olive oil and then put some pine nuts or pumpkin seeds on top. I know it sounds like something that you feed a llama. And it very well might be. Don't judge me. Okay, I've lived in LA for 10 years as well. If it's ice cream, sometimes you just got to dress it up to not feel so bad. This is pretty freaking awesome. The first 100% solar powered house. Take that, Elon Musk. Okay, you might be trying to fly us to Mars. Trying is the operative word. How about working on your cars on Earth? Because they're exploding and crashing every damn day. Why don't we perfect what we've created here before we start flying into outer space? Just a thought. Because if you get screwed up outside of our atmosphere, you're not even up Schitt's Creek. There's no creeks up there. There's no gravity. You're screwed. You're beyond screwed. You're not even screwed, because if you're screwed, you're lucky, because you're screwed to something. You're literally unscrewed in space because you're just floating around. Godspeed. Marie Telks, Hungarian scientist, is famous for creating the first thermoelectric power generator in 1947. With this technology and the principles of semiconductor thermoelectricity, Marie Telks designed the first solar heating system for the Dover Sun House in Dover, Massachusetts, and the first thermoelectric refrigerator in 1953. That's absolutely amazing. And also, kudos to her for thinking about the impact of what our day-to-day use as a human being has on the climate. I think that's pretty freaking amazing. I keep saying that because I don't have any other words for it. I'm a podcast host. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Here's one that is just mind-blowing. Rosalind Franklin, the DNA double helix. What? I mean, the discovery of the DNA double helix is often attributed to some other fucking guy, James Watson and Francis Crick, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in Physiology in 1962. But it actually was Rosalind Franklin whose work confirmed their theory of the structure of the DNA. She was a British biophysicist and was the first person to capture a photographic image in 1952, nicknamed Photo 51, using a technique she had honed. Observing molecules using X-ray diffraction, I don't know what that is alleged that Wilkins, an estranged colleague, showed her photograph without her permission to competitors Watson and Crick, forever attaching their name to a discovery that was never theirs. This is why we need International Women's Day, for little podcasts like this to tell you little bits of information like this. And if it ain't typical of a woman to continue to try and save people, Marie Beasley invented the life raft. In 1882, U.S. inventor Marie Beasley decided that people should stop dying at sea. I don't know why she came to that conclusion. There's a lot of people who could just go and swallow a whole mouthful of seawater right now on my list. become a snack for the ocean, and for all I care. People had been navigating the seas for millennia, but the lifeboats that existed at the time were not an effective product to help in the event of like an SOS situation. Now, thanks to this chick, Marie, thousands of lives have been saved, including an estimated 706 when the Titanic sank because they used her technology. A life raft. From DNA double helix to a life raft, at home ice cream machine, call center, Monopoly, computer programming, stem cell, isolation, the theory of radioactivity. Yeah, Marie Curie, she was a Polish physicist, was just 44 years old, and she had laid out a theory of radioactivity. It's actually a term that she coined, and she laid out these techniques for isolating radioactive isotopes and the discovery of the two elements, polonium and radium. She was the first person in history to win two Nobel Prizes and is the only person to win twice in multiple sciences. I am here with my Sharp Tongue podcast to tell you I'm very grateful for her. I don't know much about the theory of radioactivity. It doesn't sound safe. What does sound safe is an ice cream maker. That's what I'm going to be using while I worry about what the theory of radioactivity really means in relation to me, because now I'm worried that I don't know enough. There's so many freaking inventions that were created by women and so many different types of things that were created by women. Hey, you know, something simple. Mary Anderson created a windscreen. I can't even say it. A windscreen wiper. This is so simple. On a winter's day of 1903, Marie Anderson was visiting New York City when she noticed that her driver was forced to open his window just to clear the snow from his windscreen. And every time the window was open, the whole car got cold. So she started drawing her solution of a rubber blade that would be moved from the inside of the car. And then she was awarded a patent for that in 1903. And it got proven unsuccessful with car companies who believed it would be distracting to drivers. And then she never profited from her invention, even when wipers were put on cars. They were a standard model on cars. I think actually a guy ended up stealing that idea. I remember seeing a movie with what's his name from frickin' As Good As It Gets. Not Gary Sinise. That's a different actor. Now I gotta look him up. You guys know who I'm talking about. He used to host that frickin' show Talk Soup. Greg Kinnear. There's a movie with Greg Kinnear in it. And it is about the guy who supposedly invented, well, it wasn't the windshield wipers. It was the intermittent technology of the windshield wiper. And so this is a little bit different, but what a shame, you know, it's the sort of thing where it's important to discuss and have a conversation about women and their importance in society because they didn't always have a voice. Flash of Genius, that's the name of the movie. It's a drama about the guy who created the intermittent windshield wiper. This is where we are as a society. Am I 90 that's interesting to me? I think I was born an old lady. But it is interesting and it's important to have conversations about women who are doing and creating and putting things out into society that actually furthers society, that actually helps society. And I think my mom is one of those women because she created two respectful daughters. Well, one, my sister's, we got to work on her. No, she's great. She's an amazing mom. My mother is responsible for us. So she invented us and I think we're pretty great. So I'm going to add my mom to this list of women inventors. She invented puffin stuff. She also invented the drive-by flashing to my friends, the No Pants Nance dance down the hallway. And that should have been on the list as well. I'm going to have to call up BBC.com and see how they missed that invention, because that invention is the only one that matters. If I'm being completely honest, I'm a little perturbed. Well, this is just a quick little bonus episode for you guys, a little surprise in the middle of the week or the end of the week. It's Friday. And I wanted to just share with you a little bit about one of my favorite women and a little bit about some women who created some fun, cool, useful inventions throughout history. And I hope this was a fun little break for you guys and a little surprise, a little bonus episode for International Women's Day. And in honor of International Women's Day, I'm going to take this international woman. I'm going to toss a sweet little mushroom down her throat, right down the gullet, and I'm going to go watch a school play. I'll be sure to report on that afterwards because I cannot wait to watch these teenagers do a school play on a frickin' shroom. That's a Friday. Hope you guys had a great week. I'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm tired. I'm on my periods. I'm starving.